Christopher Williams, we started with you with opening remarks, and you get the opportunity to make a closing statement first. Again, we'll have 3 minutes as the candidates give their closing remarks. Please share what you think is important for voters to know about you.
Thank you for having this evening, and thanks everyone at home for listening on KGGF, and thanks for the audience for coming out. I made a little statement here, and I'm just going to basically follow the statement. Coffeyville has many things to offer. However, we are not without our own difficult issues. We have three major things that I think that we need to address as a commissioner. Number one is jobs. We've discussed that plenty tonight. Number two is poverty. We have to address our poverty issue here in Coffeyville. We can get jobs here, but we have to have good paying jobs. There are people that are in our community that are working full-time jobs right now, but those full-time jobs aren't well paid. They continue to live in difficult circumstances because our jobs aren't paying enough, certain jobs. So when we recruit industries, we need to recruit industries that pay well. Not any industry will do. We have got to recruit industry that pays and supports their employees. The third and final thing is we've got to address our crime issue. We've got to have a close relationship with our law enforcement officers. And we as citizens of our community have to be involved. When I say being involved, it doesn't mean that you have to go out and patrol your streets with a club. All you have to do is just simply open your blinds and see what's going on around you. Because, believe it or not, a lot of times your best friend is a nosy neighbor. Okay? People need to be involved. If you see it, you need to report it. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, I've been on the commission for 4 years. I am honored to have been able to represent the citizens of Coffeyville. I would continue, and most importantly, I would be honored if you were considered to vote for me as one of your three people to vote on November 7th. Thank you for coming out. And lastly, I want to say this. I want to thank the citizens of Coffeyville for supporting me the last 4 years, because it has truly been my pleasure and my honor. Thank you very much.
Anne Marie Van Oster, closing remarks, please.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for coming out. This is much appreciated. I know there's probably plenty of people listening, but it is good to have these to see, so that you can see what we feel and what our vision is. And it's pretty well relatively simple that a lot of us have the same one. We're trying just to make Coffeyville a better place. The years ahead brings our city more challenges as we strive to work together toward the common good of Coffeyville, to make it a good place to live for our future generations. Awareness and appreciation of our city's past and current successes and achievements, however, is not enough for our future. The success of our city rests on how it will change as the future changes and alters the way we perceive and the way we act. Change should not occur just for the sake of change. It should be something that's needed, that is real, and that is natural. It is crucial that we adapt and remain in touch with many of the changes that are happening around us. We must respond to the needs of the future, but we must always bear in mind and remain respectful to the fundamentals of who we as a city are now and who we always have been, why and how Coffeyville started, and what we now as a city believe at our core. I believe any panel of commissioners truly wants those they represent, which are our citizens, to be satisfied and proud of what they do. Commissioners are the voice and they are the strength of our citizens, in an increasingly competitive and challenging world that we have. There is one promise that I feel very comfortable making if I am honored to be selected by the people as a commissioner. I will do my best to represent Coffeyville in a respectable manner, to continue to respect Coffeyville myself, and to be a part of a trend to grow Coffeyville and leave it well for our next generations. Your vote on November 7th would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for your time.
Pam Jones, closing remarks, please.
Like the rest of them, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out this evening. And we've got a lot better weather than we had last Monday night, which was stormy. And to our viewers, thank you, or listeners rather, thank you for tuning in tonight. I think all of us sitting up here tonight has the same goals in mind, to work together to make this community a much better place. Jobs, education, housing, streets, we all want that. We need to support what we've got here. It's the computer age. We can get online and order anything from animals, little animals, clothing, car parts, anything. But the difference is it could come overnight, but here you can buy it today, you can try it on, you can see what it's like, and most importantly, you get service, which is something you can't get when you order it over the computer. I've lived in this town my whole life, and I've seen and known a lot of people that has owned the stores downtown and got acquainted with the clerks. I love this town. I don't feel ever not welcomed here. And I want, when we have new people coming into town, get acquainted with them and let them know we're glad they're here. But once again, I think we need to educate our children on drugs. We need to be on the lookout for suspicious things in our neighborhoods. We need to get involved. This is our town, and if I'm elected commissioner, one thing I'm going to do so much differently is I'm going to encourage people to come to the commission meetings and listen to their voice. This is our town. It's not his town, my town, his town. It's our town, and we need to listen to the taxpayer. We need to be good stewards of that tax dollar and stop spending money unnecessarily. We need to take into consideration our wants and our needs, make sure that our infrastructure, for instance, I know it's getting aged. There's a lot of things that we have to replace, and it takes dollars, big dollars. We need to just never speak negative. Never, ever show negativity, because the people coming in here, boy, they hang on to that. It's like, oh, that wasn't a very friendly little town. Boy, she griped for an hour and a half during lunch. You know, they know that. And we need to say, hey, you want to go for a drive? You know, I want to show you our new school. We've got a wonderful hospital. We've got wonderful doctors here. We've got, you know, parks, playgrounds, things like that. Beautiful Roosevelt Drive in the fall. Let them see what we've got. But anyway, I thank you for your vote on November the 7th, and thank you for coming out tonight.
Jim Faulkner, thank you very much. Closing remarks, please.
Thank you very much. We all appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening. And I'll start by saying I believe that I have the experience and the knowledge necessary to be an effective commissioner, and I will greatly appreciate your vote on November the 7th. My position on jobs has been, and the need for new industry has been well publicized. I believe the MAC is responsible for bringing in small, medium-sized corporations, companies, manufacturing preferably, that are going to establish a permanent foothold, become one of us, build what we have, do whatever is necessary to grow what we have. But what I would really like to mention right now is the 1,000-pound gorilla in the room that nobody wants to talk about, and that's Tyson. The rumors abound, and notwithstanding all of the non-disclosure agreements that have been signed, The cat's out of the bag, and I think it's time for a public discussion. I would like to have city administration, the county commissioners, the MAC, and Tyson sit down at the table over the senior citizens activity center under the TV camera with county citizens in attendance for a question and answer session, get past all emotion and get down to facts. I have been able to ferret out, dig out some facts. First of all, wherever this facility winds up being located, they'll need between 1 and 2 million gallons of water a day for processing. The amount of electricity that they're going to consume is like having another foundry in the city. The resulting revenue that's going to pour into the city, into a city's coffers, will be extraordinary and could potentially result in a decrease in property taxes from homeowners. Other companies would pop up around the facility itself, transportation, trucking, services, industries, companies to process the byproducts. On the flip side, since the year 2000, they've been fined over $75 million. It's an international company. That's chump change for them. It's just a cost of doing business, but it demonstrates they have not been entirely forthright in terms of staying within the law. So OSHA and EPA, I'm told, are part of their planning process for a new facility. Pay scale, they claim they're going to be paying $15 an hour. I seriously doubt that. It's probably going to be closer to minimum wage, and they're going to need up to 1,600 workers. So where are these people going to come from? I don't think we could, you know, we'd be hard-pressed to field 300. So where are the rest of them going to come from? People that they bring in will create a whole host of issues. If they are bringing children, how's that going to impact our school system? Social services, are there any issues that the police are going to have to deal with? So this public debate with those entities I mentioned earlier, the city, the county, the MAC, and the Tyson, hopefully will bring all that to, bring that out into the open. No more smoky room deals. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Justin Dung, closing remarks, please.
As I've said, the last two times we've gotten together, I am overly excited that there is this many people running. I'm excited when I go into businesses around the community and there's a buzz about the city commission. It doesn't look good for our community when there's an open seat and nobody runs. I hope those days are past or behind us. I hope that our community can pull together and that, you know, there's a lot of great citizens in Coffeyville, and I believe that almost everybody is proud of the place that they live, or they wouldn't be here. We just need to get them engaged, get them volunteering, hear their voices, hear those unusual voices, and wholeheartedly listen to their opinions and what they think matter. Some characteristics that I have, because a lot of you don't know me really well, that I think would make me a good commissioner, is that I understand that some items need a little more influence than others, and I have the ability to push on those without having to shove like a bull in a china cabinet. I'm able to multitask and juggle more than one issue efficiently. I acknowledge that I am part of the current situation as a citizen of Coffeyville, and you won't ever see me on the sidelines pointing my fingers. If there's a volunteering opportunity, I'm going to be there. This last weekend, I took one of my sons out to help pick up trash with the cleanup Coffeyville so he could see what it was like to help, you know, serve those that aren't able to do that themselves. I'm quick to listen. I want to hear your opinion, even if it is an alternative or opposing view on what I'm saying. I'm not going to make a decision without reason, without looking at the whole picture. I appreciate and I respect and acknowledge others. I would treat somebody the way that I expected to be treated, and that was something that was ingrained in me from when I was a little kiddo on the way to school with my dad. And I also understand that there's limitations. We've got street issues. We've got job issues. We've got an image issue. I think it all comes back to pulling our community together and pride. If we can get jobs in here, a lot of that other stuff will follow. We need to be smart in our decision-making and have a voice of reason. But I really would appreciate your vote on November 7th. And whether I get on the commission or not, there's a lot of great people up here. I think the citizens have a hard decision to make. I want to wholeheartedly thank you guys.
Paul Bauer, closing remarks, please.
Well, first I'd like to thank everyone in attendance on the radio here and the other commission candidates. There's a lot of things that Coffeyville still needs to work on, but some of my goals as a commissioner are to ensure that responsible use of our tax dollars with budgets and spending within our constraints from our revenue, dedication to the pursuit of attracting new business industry, and good-paying jobs to Coffeyville. The biggest thing behind this is we have to buy local. If we're not, as one of the other commissioners alluded to or talked about, was you buy online, you're not supporting local industry. If we want to grow, we have to buy locally. And that's what we've been talking about almost the whole time is jobs. So, improve the appearance of the city by ensuring that the city projects are completed and followed through, and that we're holding ourselves to the same standard that we hold the residents of Coffeyville to. Let's make sure we're finishing our stuff, providing all the residents with dependable, reliable, courteous public service from the city of Coffeyville, either from the commission or from the employees of the city. Over the last year and a half, I've been on the commission, and I have truly been humbled by the amount of people that have reached out to me, especially during this election time. And I want to thank each and every one of them that have got on my Facebook page and thanked me for running and just supported me in every different outlet that I could have. The biggest thing is I want to be the commissioner for you. You are the ones that make the difference. I just get to be the voice of that. So, thank you.